That's your cue, Shadow. Good luck.
Help! Help!
What the?
Help! Help!
Don't worry. I've got you. I've got you. There. Got you back on shore. You're safe now. I saved you.
No, I saved you.
No, see, I dived in...
Like I knew you would. And rather than killing yourself, you saved me. So, I saved you.
That doesn't make any sense. Who are you?
You know me, Birch. You've known me since you were a little boy. Remember? You called me Shiloh.
Shiloh? Okay, now I think I'm going crazy. Shiloh was just imaginary.
Do I look imaginary to you?
That's why I think I'm going crazy. Maybe it's the hypothermia.
No, I'm quite real. And always have been, even if nobody else could see me.
Great, now I know I am crazy.
You were crazy if you think ending your life would solve anything. People here need you, Birch.
Need me? Need me? Everything I've ever touched has gone from bad to worse. They'd all be a lot better off without me. I wish I had never been born.
What?
I said I wish I had never been born. Then none of this would have happened.
Oh, Birch, you don't see. Wait. Could I show him that? It's not the future. Oh, please, sir, it may be the only way. Thank you. Well, your wish is granted.
What?
Your wish is granted. You were never born.
Just like that, huh? Hey, I'm not cold anymore. How come my clothes are dry?
Come, let me show you what life is like here without you.
What, we're going to walk? My car's right over... Wait, where's my car?
You were never born, Birch. Why would you have a car?
You're not seriously going to have me walk, are you?
I could, but since you don't really exist here, I think we can use other methods.
Wait, where are we? How did we get here?
Since we don't really exist in this world, we can go anywhere we like with just a thought. This is where Harvey's used to be.
Used to be? No, I was just there not an hour ago.
That was in the world where you were born, Birch. In this world, you never existed. Harvey's went broke, because you weren't there to give them the boost they needed to keep going.
But this is a Burger Baron place.
That's right. They tore down the bar and built this fast food place. Look, you can see someone going in.
Bobby? Hey, Bobby, over here!
He can't hear you. You don't exist
here. Because you were never born. Yeah.
Welcome to Burger Baron. Can I interest you in a Triple Baron burger special?
Come on, Dipper. It's me, Bobby. We're friends. Talk to me like a friend.
Yeah, a friend who gets to go to college while I work flipping burgers.
Well, if you had been more focused.
What for? I couldn't afford college anyway, not on my dad's pension. We barely get to keep the house. Now, do you want something to eat or not?
Look, it's not my fault my dad could afford to send me to college and yours couldn't.
Yeah, but all I heard for months before you graduated was how great it was going to be in Columbus away from Huntington.
I still get sick, Dipper. If I'm not keeping busy, I get stomach aches real fast.
Yeah, but it's better than spending every evening hearing my dad asking how he's going to afford the next property tax payment. Half of what I get here goes towards keeping us fed.
You could have gotten a scholarship or a grant if your grades had been better and you hadn't dropped out before your senior year.
We needed the money!
I've never known you to back away from a challenge. All you had to do was apply yourself.
Now you sound like my Uncle Star. Just order something or go away. I have to clean up after closing.
You want me to go away? Fine. And to think, I called you part of my Ohana. Bye, Dipper. I won't be coming back.
Dips? He didn't go to the Air Force Academy?
You went there to push him, Birch. Remember what Stargazer said? Tries harder. Even in things other than music. You taught him that.
But I had no idea he'd end up like this.
Many of the things we do have unintended consequences. In this case, those consequences were for the good.
Wait, what happened to the Burger Baron?
We're somewhere else now. Do you recognize it?
Well, yes, it's Ursa Major Studios, where I do my recording. I was just here, but where's the sign?
You weren't here to buy it, Birch. Someone else bought it, but they don't make a big display of their presence. The claim is that it's just a small warehouse, but the real entrance is on the side.
The side? There's no... You mean the emergency exit?
That's what it's supposed to look like, yes. But if you knock on it right and show a Mexican peso to the person who answers the door...
A Mexican... My God! They turned it into that!
You weren't here to take possession of it, Birch. To keep it from their hands.
But I had no idea
that... Doesn't matter. Without you, they came here.
But that means... What about Les? He depended on us for his income.